Walk FM is pleased to present Good News Radio, a ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship. Our Good News hero, Lottie Moon, has been serving God most of her life in China, but then war broke out. What will Lottie do? And what about Logan's friends who have been making fun of him for going to church? Let's join Piper and Logan to find out what happens next.
I know there were some here.
Hey, Logan. Why are you rummaging around through the closet?
Oh, I'm looking for invitations. But there's so much junk in here, like lots of old socks and school papers.
If they're old, how about you throw them away?
Well, I kind of like these Spider-Man socks. See, Dad, I think I'll keep these.
Ooh, those definitely won't fit you anymore. And look, they have a bunch of holes.
That means I can wear them on Sunday.
Huh?
Because they're holy!
Holy socks for the Lord's holy day. My dad jokes are rubbing off.
That makes me proud.
We seriously need to make time to clean out this closet. But tell me, what invitations are you looking for?
For kids' church. I know Miss Vicky gave us some, and I want to give them to my friends at school.
The same kids that made fun of you earlier this week?
Yeah. Tomorrow is Friday, so this is my last chance before church this week.
What if they say no again?
Then I'll invite them next week.
Wow. You know, son, I'm really proud of you for inviting them, even though they've been mean to you.
Well, if God can turn Lottie Moon into a good news hero, he can help my friends too.
Hey, that's the spirit. Hey, Piper says she's ready to hear the rest of that story. Why don't you go down and join your sister and Uncle Mike?
Ooh, yes! Did Lottie fight in the war?
Did she become a soldier or a nurse good news hero?
Lottie didn't fight in the war, but she did go encourage some of the Christian soldiers in their hospital in Huangxian, China.
This verse in Hebrews 13 says, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." God is reminding you and me that he is always with us. Even in this war, God will not leave you or abandon you.
Thank you, Miss Lottie. I needed to hear that.
Of course. I will keep praying for you to get better.
Miss Moon?
Yes? How can I help?
I heard you're planning on going back to your home at Little Crossroads today. Is that true?
Yes. My friends in church there need me to get home as soon as possible.
But Miss Moon, it's too dangerous. The fighting on your road home has only gotten worse.
I understand. But I've been here 10 days. I need to get home.
Please, Miss Moon, even though you have nothing to do with the war, you'll be shot if you try to pass through the area.
Thank you for your concern, but I'm not afraid. God will protect me.
I see you're determined, and I know better than to try and stop you. Will you at least let us send a letter to both the generals of the war, asking safe passage for you?
You may. In the meantime, I must pack my wagon and prepare my mule for journey.
All right. We're praying for you, Miss Moon. Dear General, at around 10 o'clock in the morning, Miss Lottie Moon will pass through the battle zone. She is an aged Bible woman who is well-loved throughout China. Please show her respect. There. Oh God, please let this work.
What do you think will happen? Will Lottie be safe as she travels through the war zone? Stay tuned to find out when Good News Radio returns in a few minutes.